Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite.
That's right. It is a TV theme song Thursday.
Rob Parker.
So Rob Parker is Kid Dynamite.
Kid Dynamite.
Also known as JJ. On Good Times. We're live, though, from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
We got a great show for you, so keep it locked here at Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, and you won't be disappointed, you're going to enjoy your 3 hours with us. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
All good. All good.
I do want to thank you. I got my Christmas gift.
Okay.
We're giving gifts early. I gave you my gift on Monday.
No, I didn't get your gift yet. No.
And got me a nice pullover, a couple pullover.
Now, that's pretty nice,
and
high quality.
And threw in a few chocolates to boot. So
that was for your that's for your wife and daughter.
No, I've already eaten half of those.
What?
Caramel snowmen.
That was for them,
milk
Chris.
Chocolate. It didn't say. It doesn't. Only thing it says on it is luscious filling.
No, it says.
And I would. I gotta be honest. It is luscious filling.
Did the card say the Broussards or did it say Chris?
I haven't opened the card.
See?
Yet. The card. We put the card on the tree. I figured I wouldn't open that till Christmas.
It says the Broussards.
But the caramels will be gone.
The candy was
for the
girls.
End of the night.
Wow. All right.
But nice pull. Look, I got you a nice. Burger.
No, I
and wings.
I threw up
and
my
you got
Christmas
me a,
gift.
A shirt.
I threw up my Christmas gift. who gives food for a Christmas gift? What am I? What
me.
Am I? What am I? What is his name? Little Timmy, and he threw me some nuts. Is that what it is?
No, you want something. You wanted thought. I put thought into it, and it was personal. Whatever you wanted.
You know what? I'm looking at Steve DeSager. He's giving me a thumbs down for food as a Christmas present. Steve
I ain't paying for that.
Okay, Steve is saying, I didn't say that. What'd you say?
Don't involve me in that. Food's a great idea.
Thank
really?
You, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, if
thank
I was from a third world country, that would be
bill,
a great Christmas
that
gift.
Bill for you, Martin Weiss, Rob G., and Alex. That was a hefty little bill.
Chris, it was
and
lunch.
And myself thrown in there.
It was $80.
It
that
was
falls
well
out.
Over. No, it was up there in the triple digits.
Chris, that falls out of your pockets at first things first when you're sitting down.
True, but still.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
All right, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get it popping.
Unbelievable.
Super producer
he gave me
Rob
food
G
for Christmas.
Is in the house.
Rob G.
This is my Christmas gift.
Rob, you sent this man a painting and he gives you food.
Exactly. That painting that he has in his house.
Right.
That was years ago. What I get you that? I got you
that was an original. That's an original.
I've got you Air Force Ones.
I'm not going
I got you a great hat, the hip boat.
Yes, but I'm just saying.
His brother of all time.
I love that hat,
that
but
you
the
never
food,
wear.
I do wear
Have
it.
Have you ever worn it?
Sure, I got pictures in it. Yeah,
I've never seen it on your hand.
I'll send it to you.
All right. You just heard DJ Alex Tyson. Of course he's here on a Thursday. If he's not here all month, he will be here on those four Thursdays. Because it's Tyson's Tower of Trivia in the third
once
hour.
Alex
and, of
found
course,
out.
Rob is in studio.
Rob G is
so
working today.
So he can cheat to the high heaven. My gosh.
Rob G
I
is
was
disgusted.
In there Monday, and I couldn't believe the cheating that goes on Tyson's Tower of Trivia.
Still caught the L, too, Chris.
I have no chance.
Unbelievable.
I didn't know, though. I wasn't as good at the cheating as Rob was.
I'm not cheating. Just because.
It's unbelievable.
That was me. I just, you know, sometimes I have, like, spasms.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all
whatever,
that is.
Whatever. Okay. Whatever. On the updates, you just heard our man Steve.
Hey, Steve.
And on the social media, the great Elijah Sabunia. All right, Rob. Stuff is happening at Michigan. Number one ranked team in the land, at least for few more weeks until they play Alabama. We'll see how that goes. But Rob G, give us an update on the latest.
It's the latest in the ongoing soap opera, it seems, regarding Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. The latest, courtesy of Sports Illustrated. Michigan and Harbaugh reportedly working on a contract extension worth $11 million annually over 5 years. That would make him the highest paid coach in the Big Ten, more than Ryan Day, and the second highest paid coach in the country. Nick Saban makes $11.4 million per year. However, according to multiple outlets, the big hangup in this deal is language that would prohibit Harbaugh from seeking out an NFL head coaching gig, at least for this upcoming hiring cycle.
Well, Rob, the first thing is, remember we talked about Urban Meyer and where was it that he was rumored to, or I don't even know if he was rumored to make
right,
go
Michigan
there,
State. That
was
wasn't
it Michigan
happening.
State. We talked about it. And I told you, I was like, they don't care. It's just about winning. And I'm not saying whatever cheating Harbaugh did, I'm not saying it was the end of the world. But, Rob, clearly something untoward went on. A couple guys lost jobs. Michigan took the three games and liked it, right, at the end of the day. They said, okay, sure, you got all that on us? Three games, no problem. I'll see you in December. And now here he is getting a contract extension that could make him the second highest paid coach in the history of college football, right off of a cheating scandal. And so that's the first thing. But secondly, I don't think Michigan, Rob, is wrong at all to say, look, we'll give you this contract, but don't go, you know, in January and February and be interviewing with NFL teams. If we're going to sign you, we want you to be our coach going forward. I mean, obviously later on, if he moves on, that's another thing. But I, in this hiring cycle, them saying, don't interview with anyone else. I think that's purely logical and reasonable if I'm Michigan. And so we'll see, you know, we'll see if that's enough to draw him. I mean, Rob, the fact that it's a reported hangup or holdup, that would tell you, right? It seems like he wants to look elsewhere or at least, or even maybe wants more money and maybe, you know, will hold that over their head to try to get even more money.
Yeah, I have a problem with the whole contract and the amount of money they want to pay him. I think it's ludicrous. I think it's absolutely ridiculous to pay Jim Harbaugh, who hasn't won anything. Who hasn't won anything. When you talk about he's just a shot, just underneath Nick Saban, that's where he is. Like, Nick Saban is 11.4 and Harbaugh's going to be 11 million. 11 million for what?
Back-to-back Big Ten title.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
I mean,
Nick Saban.
So.
What Nick
back-to-back
Saban's,
playoff appearance.
Nick Saban's gotten it for winning national championships. So I'm just saying, I don't get it.
Well,
Nick
he hasn't done what Kirby Smart's done either.
Nick Saban has won seven national championships, and he's going to make $300,000 more than $400,000 more than Jim Harbaugh. How?
I'm guessing some of this is just based on timing.
I think it's ludicrous. And if I'm Michigan, I wouldn't give him a contract until after I see whether or not we get our heads handed to us in the college football playoffs like Michigan usually does. And the other thing
I think
is
that's fair.
I'm dead serious, Chris. If they
last year they got demolished.
They got embarrassed last year and
by
they
TCU.
Right. And we found out TCU was a 1 year wonder and what happened this past year.
But they got smashed last year in the championship.
Right. That they didn't they didn't even deserve to be there.
I agree that I wouldn't mind seeing let's see how they do.
Let's see.
Rob, look, I'm not saying they're gonna get beat. We'll have to see how it works out. But if they get beat 41-20, I won't be surprised. I'm just going to tell you that. I won't be surprised. Because we've seen that over the years, now maybe it's changed, but over the years, Big Ten teams have trouble keeping pace
with
SEC
teams.
Big
time, Chris. Big time. Like it's ugly, the record. I mean, we don't have it in front of us, but it ain't pretty. It's not only losses, it's bad losses. And my thing is Jim Harbaugh, take it or leave it. We're not going to play this game. Either you're going to commit to Michigan or you need to go ahead on back to the NFL. We're not going to play this. And they're only this one coaching cycle? That's all? No. If we give you a four-year deal and make you the second highest paid coach, Chris, with no national championships, no big college football playoff wins to speak of, then what is the point? Play hardball. What is he going to do? I don't get it. I'm serious. And I know Michigan just to be in the conversation. I guess that's good enough for Michigan as a school that's never won one championship since Moby Dick was a Guppy, and that was a mythical shared national championship.
Right,
that's all they have.
Well, that's the thing,
Bo Schembechler, Chris. He has a statue out front. Bo Schembechler never won jack. That's just a fact. He's never won jack.
Bo Schembechler was a legend. When you and I were growing up, Bo Schembechler. And look, and he was a great coach, but he did not ever win a national championship. Doesn't mean he wasn't a great coach, but he didn't. And you hit it on the head, Rob, why they're not playing hardball.
I just don't.
It's because they, as good as they have been historically as a program, you can make the argument that Jim Harbaugh has taken them to heights they've never seen. You can make that argument. Two straight years in the top four. And now, you talk about, we talked about the cheating scandal. That's something they could play hardball with, right?
Instead of
like
playing.
Jim, I get it. They did beat Ohio State, credit them without, the cheating. And the teams they beat this year, at least, weren't very good teams, right? As far as when they may have been cheating, getting the signs and things like that.
Well,
but still, that is something, Rob. It was a negative mark on the school and the program. So they could use that against him. But there, it looks like they're just happy to be, again, Rob, would you argue? I know it's not been a long time, but Michigan, would you say that they are at heights they haven't been before? I mean, like you said, they did get the mythical ring in 1997.
They did win, right. I mean, and last year had a great year, and they got waxed. But I just think if I'm Michigan, I'm not playing hardball. I'm playing hardball. And I'm going to make this guy conform to what we want, which is you can't play us like a fiddle. You can't every year be going out trying to go get offers from NFL teams. Are you committed? This guy was a quarterback at Michigan. He played for Bo Schembechler. Are you a Michigan man, Chris? You know that. Your daughter went to Michigan. That's all they talk about. He's a Michigan man. That's Jim Harbaugh. Stay at Michigan and don't just turn the program around. Raise it to the mountaintops. Win a damn national championship. After that, you could do whatever you want. Can you deliver that for one time to the people in Ann Arbor? Just one, Jim Harbaugh.
What I really agree with you on is you could wait until after the national title game. Now, Rob, maybe they're afraid that if they do win a championship, and this probably is the case, right? Why else would you do it now and not wait until at least you see how the playoff goes? They may be afraid that he would get an NFL offer and take it. That might be why they're like, look, let's sign you now. Maybe they're even saying we're giving you a little more than, you know, we're paying you more than Kirby Smart and these other guys that have won national championships. We're giving you all that without seeing if you win it this year. We're giving you all of this coming off the cheating scandal. And we just want to make sure that you don't leave us this year. Maybe that's it, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts on Jim Harbaugh reported offer, 5 years, $55 million contract extension to stay at the University of Michigan? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm sorry. I just can't get with the DMX Christmas carols.
Come on, see?
Carols. Is it just me, Rob? I mean, I'm. It's nothing against DMX, God rest his soul. But I don't know, man. It just don't sound right.
You know what? I think of DMX in a Santa Claus suit and a gun in my back. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
He robbed him.
That's got to be racist.
I'm not even going to go there.
I shouldn't have said that.
It just don't sound right.
DMX,
but anyway,
yes. Rest in peace.
God rest in peace,
playing.
In peace, brother
playing,
D.
Please.
All right. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Michigan offering Jim Harbaugh, basically making him the second, willing to make him the second highest paid coach in college football history. Your thoughts?
All right, Brandon in Phoenix, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, B?
Brandon. Oh, all right. You had your shot, baby.
Josh in Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Great.
Happy holidays, fellas. Happy holidays. First off, I, as egregious as it is for them to give him that money, I don't really have a problem with it because I think it further justifies that nobody should have a problem with these kids, the ones that can. going into that portal, trying to see what they asking price is. To pay that man $55 million, like you say, Rob, where he hadn't even won a national championship, got caught cheating.
Right.
And then to give Jimbo Fisher $75 million just to go
to
away.
To go away.
These coaches are getting paid egregious amounts of money, so I don't want to hear nobody complaining about these kids going to the portal trying to see how
Chris
much
Chris and I agree with you 100. Absolutely. We're in lockstep. We have no issue.
I don't
issue.
Even think you
no
needed issue. the ridiculous coaching scenarios to justify. We all knew where the money was.
Yep.
Don't tell us the money's not there. And, Rob, we noticed the schools are still getting off scot-free.
They're not paying.
It's
they're not coming out of their pockets.
Or the
right.
alumni through collectives and things like that paying. The schools aren't yet. I guess a lot of their money, obviously, they get from, you know, the boosters who are in these collectives and stuff. But still, you know, they're making big money off these kids, and they're not paying anything.
No doubt. Drew, in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. I think he's worth every penny. Look at where Michigan was prior. You had Concussion Gate with that Brady Hoke thing. You were losing to Appalachian State. In year one, Jim Harbaugh, he resurrected the program. They went 10-3.
They haven't won. Give me postseason. Stop. Michigan's been winning 10 games for a long time, even with Lloyd Carr. Stop.
They've won one national championship since the 1950s.
I know, and Lloyd Carr won it. Lloyd Carr was the one who won.
Bo Schembechler never won.
We know. I get it. I'm just asking you how you can get the same salary as Nick Saban, and he's won 7 national championships. That's what I'm talking about.
Because of what he has done over there.
What has he done?
He's brought back a dying whale.
Is that what? So that's why he took a pay cut 2 years ago? Because he brought back a dying whale?
And I wouldn't give him a discount. And
okay.
I wouldn't give them a discount after
that. Why did he take a pay cut? I'm asking you, Drew.
Look,
why did he take a pay cut?
I don't mind the $11 million offer, Drew. Here, I don't think the argument, though, is he's done so much. Now, he has brought them back from the dead, to your point. But I think the only argument for him making close to the same amount as Saban is several years later, after Saban did his contract. And we all know that the annual salaries go up. That's the only – I mean, he's not – for him to be making more than Kirby Smart, I mean, it just –
He should not
you know,
be making more than Kirby.
Right. So my point is that, to me, is the only argument for him to be getting more than Smart is that – just like with quarterbacks, when Dak Prescott becomes the highest paid quarterback in the league, you know, in a few months, doesn't mean he's the best, but it's just the price goes up every year. To me, that's the argument, Rob. It's not that he has accomplished close to as much as Saban, but he has brought that program, like I said, arguably the heights it's never seen before.
They won a national championship before. Jerome.
Yeah, but I mean, two back-to-back years in the national.
He also lost his first 5 meetings against Ohio State.
No, that's fine. But where they're at right now is one of the top 4 programs in the country.
I get it. But I'm just saying, to me, it's not just about that. It's about winning a national championship. And if they get their heads handed to them again, what is the point of it? That's what he was supposed to deliver.
I mean,
you
don't have to have a national championship to be a great program.
At some point, you do, Chris. That's what Michigan is supposed to be about.
They were a great program under Bo Schembechler. He never got them one.
I'm not saying
they're not going for that. I'm just saying, let's not act like, oh, you never done anything because you didn't win a national championship.
I think at some point you need to win one, and Michigan hasn't done it. Jerome, real quick, in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
This tournament is career-defining for Jim Harbaugh, okay? Career-defining. And for people talking about his salary, look, don't hate the player, hate the game, all right? Career-defining, Michigan. All you Michigan people that came after me when I said, why are you doing this? Why put yourself in the middle of this? It's career-defining. Because if he doesn't win it all, they can just all shut up.
How many Michigan people came after you?
Michigan apologists.
They're everywhere.
They came after you.
They know who they are.
All right.
And Alabama should even be in this tournament. No.
Yeah, they should.
All right. They shouldn't. No.
Who should be?
It should be
Florida
State.
Stop.
Florida State, Georgia.
Georgia's got a better argument than Florida State.
Yeah. But hey, I can't argue with Texas and Washington. I can't argue with them.
All right, Jerome. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right.
Jerome's fun. I like Jerome. Like the passion. All right. LeBron James playing tonight. Rob, a chance to get to the in-season tournament championship game. Not just that, the first ever in-season tournament championship is on the line tonight for LeBron. Is it better if he wins or loses? Yeah, that's actually a question we're going to ask. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our man Steve DeSega with the update. Steve.
Hello, guys. The Patriots are in action tonight, and if Bill Belichick team, well, if they lose again, he'll be taking sole possession of third place for most regular season losses in NFL history. And he'd only be two back of the guys who are at the top of the list, Jeff Fisher and Dan Reeves, with 165 each.
Belichick?
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, but that's amazing to me.
Yeah, but he's coached forever, but
he didn't lose that much in New England. Well,
what's the difference between him and Jeff Fisher?
You
know what I mean?
Much, like, if you wins, lose that much, enormous. You don't get the coaches.
But that's what I'm saying,
long.
Chris. Like, thing, the, yeah. like him and Jeff Fisher, the wins are enormous in favor of.
Yeah, it's about 300 wins for Belichick and under 200 for the other two guys.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right, and Steve, the under in this game, the over-under tonight, Chris, is 30. And it's the lowest
That's
under.
That's high to me.
It's the lowest under I'm since 2000 under. And what? Six, Rob G? Is that it? Or 2004?
So it's the Patriots against Iowa? Is that who's playing today?
I'm taking the under
since,
on that. I'm
Chris,
sorry.
Since 2006, I'm taking the over. It looks too obvious. 30 Man, points between
horrible.
Two teams?
These offenses are horrible.
I'm going with the over, but go ahead.
So the Patriots have lost five in a row. And their last three games, they lost 6-0. 10-7 and 10-6.
They're going to have an explosion. Yeah, they're going to get 14 points tonight.
It takes them a month to score 30 points.
And out for New England due to injuries, running back Ramondre Stevenson, wide receivers Devontae Parker, and DeMario Douglas as well. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson missed practice due to illness. Carolina tight end Hayden Hurst was still limited with a concussion. The Dolphins and tackle Austin Jackson agreed to a three-year extension. Kicker Robbie Gould retired after 18 seasons. In Vegas, the in-season tournament semifinals tonight. Both games there. Doubleheader started early. It's the Pacers in action and leading 113-110 over Milwaukee. 3 minutes left. Giannis Antetokounmpo does have 35 points, but for the team that's leading, Indiana, Tyrese Haliburton with 15 assists and no turnovers in this game. Lakers will be playing New Orleans in their semifinal at 9 p.m. Eastern time. The tournament championship is Saturday. We have 13 NHL games tonight. LA Kings out to a 1-0 lead in the first at Montreal. Masters champion John Rahm is leaving the PGA Tour for LIV Golf. The PGA is still trying to finalize details on an agreement to merge with the Saudis, creating a new for-profit entity.
I didn't even realize that this was an issue still.
No, it's still 6 months of negotiations, and apparently it needs to be done by the end of this year.
Wow. I'm sorry, but the PGA...
What's the negotiation?
I don't think they have... Right. They're drowning.
You're in bed with the Saudis, so it's something that's got to be approved by the U.S. government, for starters. This Saturday in college football, Army against Navy in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. All right. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use this code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. All right, Rob, as I said, the Lakers taking on the New Orleans Pelicans tonight in the in-season tournament semifinal. Winner will meet the winner of a barn burner right now between Indiana and Milwaukee. Indiana's up 113-112 with 2.5 minutes to play. And as I said, that winner will meet the winner of tonight's Lakers-Pelicans game. And Rob,
I can't wait for a Pelicans Pacers final.
It might be that. Might be that. A lot of young talent in that, if that's the case. Zion, Brandon Ingram, Tyrese Haliburton. The real hardcore fans would love that. I'd love that. All right, but anyway, Rob, when I was doing First Things First today, we discussed this. Might have been yesterday. We discussed it. And Nick Wright said, for a lot of people, it is better for the LeBron detractors out there. It would be better for LeBron to lose tonight rather than to go to the NBA in-season tournament final and lose there. Because the detractors will say, there it is, another loss in a championship. Not an NBA championship, but still a championship. Rob, most people would throw you in that group, even though I know you're not really like a LeBron detractor. You think he's the second best player ever. But you do tend to think that way as far as, hey, you know, a loss, better not to get there than to get there and lose. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I Nick is usually wrong, Nick wrong, but he's Nick right on this one. And because people will hold it against him because he's lost so many times in the on the big stage. You know what I mean? In the biggest thing. And it doesn't matter, like, oh, well, he's been there 10 times. He's still lost. You know, you got there. And I think if he loses in another, so quote-unquote, it's a championship or what is it, right? What would you call it? Tournament?
It's a tournament championship.
Right. Yeah. That his detractors could use it. If he just loses tonight, it would just be all right. He just didn't make it there. It would just be yet another loss on a big platform or a big stage. So I do agree with that, that if you're going to lose, it's better off to lose here rather than get to the championship.
See, I don't get that line of thinking. Like, if I'm a player in any sport, I want to go as far as I can. I want to win as much as I can. I'd rather get to the finals 10 straight years.
And lose every year.
And only win, say, three of them than to not get to the finals at all. I mean, you want to go as far as you can. Like, if I lose in the first round 10 straight years or let's say 9 years, I lose in the first round of the playoffs. And 1 year I get to the NBA finals or the Super Bowl, whatever it is, and win it. That's better than getting there 10 times and only winning three or even winning one.
Yeah. When you're the Atlanta Braves and even the Dodgers, as we talk about now, people don't look at them as, oh, wow, it's unbelievable. The Dodgers have won 9 out of 10 NL West crowns. The Atlanta Braves won 15 out of 16 AL East crowns. They only won one World Series. The Dodgers have only won one World Series. Like, it becomes, Chris, your logic works if you don't go that many times. If you go a few times, then you're right. You would want to go and lose. You don't want to go that many times and lose. It comes off, even though it's monumental to even get to that point. It doesn't feel good that you've gone that many times. And I think the Atlanta Braves are a perfect example. Nobody looks at that era of the Atlanta Braves and holds it in high regard, despite the team they had.
I think that's
despite
an overstatement. Nobody looks at them as like an all-time great team,
They won 15
but
out of 16
to say
divisions.
They don't hold them in high regard?
No, they look at them as...
I hold them in high regard.
I think when you look at the Atlanta Braves, they're dubious. It's just like the Buffalo Bills, 4 straight trips to the Super Bowl and you lose all 4 times. That's dubious. That's not like...
I'd rather do that than never get there at all.
No, I wouldn't.
You're a competitor.
I wouldn't.
Your goal is to come... You were one of
losses?
The best. Yeah. Because you know what? You also won 4 straight AFC championships.
Doesn't mean anything when you don't win at
it
least one Super Bowl.
It does mean something. All those guys, how many of those guys are in the Hall of Fame? They're there in part because of how good those teams were,
Chris, you know
even
what?
Though they never won the Super Bowl.
You know what everybody says when they meet one of those former Buffalo Bills? Damn, I wish you guys could have won a championship. Not that you
That's
won
fine.
4 AFC championships.
That's
they go,
fine.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, he played on the Buffalo Bills. You know the team that lost 4 straight Super Bowls? He was on that team.
Is it better for Dan Marino to have only gone to one Super Bowl that he lost rather than have – so let's say he had gone to three in the course of his career. It would have been better off just going to the one. I mean, again, year in, year
one
out,
compared
your
to
goal
a lot
is to win.
Yeah, but four
and
straight
you're
is
you're
dubious.
Trying your best to win, and you can only win if you get to play in the game. I don't hold it. Like, I think a lot of people obviously probably, Rob, even though we're not necessarily talking about him, are probably thinking LeBron, right? Because LeBron's got 10 trips to the NBA Finals. Only four of them did he win. He's 4-6 overall. And people, I know you look at the six losses a lot. To me, and I think this even is the case with you, the only place that, those six losses hurt him, or the only comparison, if you will, is with Jordan. That's it. You still think he's the second best player in the world. It doesn't hurt him with Magic, who won five and lost four. It doesn't hurt him with Kobe, who won five and lost two.
But it's not just that.
Duncan won five and lost one.
But it's not just that, Chris. He has other things. He has a boatload of stats and awards.
But
and
you
all
were
those
saying he was the second best. How long ago were you saying LeBron was second best player ever?
Yeah, but
many years.
Yeah, but it's
way
not,
before
but
he got a lot of these records.
No, but his stats. He has stats that you can't deny, and his durability and what he's been able to put up.
Okay,
so those count as well. But I'm just saying, you can't say that people would look at LeBron the same if he did everything he did, Chris, went to 10 or 12 NBA Finals and didn't win one. I mean, people would look at him.
No. I mean, he's won four.
No, I know. But that's what I'm trying to say.
Here's what I'll say. And I'd be interested in your answer on this. I think LeBron is more heralded, and it was better for him to be 4-6 in the Finals than to have only gone to four and been 4-0. What's your answer on that? You think it'd be better to be 4-0?
Oh yeah, to be 4-0, to be perfect. Yeah, I take 4-0.
That's not perfect, really, because the other years you didn't even get to
nobody
expect there.
Nobody expects you to get to the finals every year. That's just
yeah.
When
but
I hear
I don't
that,
think you're penalized for getting
that.
There. But I don't think you should be penalized for winning your conference 10 times.
If you can make it
now,
as hard as it is.
Now, again, it's not Michael Jordan.
As hard as it is to get
great.
There.
Right, it's hard to get there.
So if you get to the finals and you could win and be 4-0, people would look at that, man, when they finally made it, you know, they couldn't make it all the time. Nobody thinks that. But when they made it, in the big moments, big games, he won all of his championships. It's like when I look at Joe Montana. 4-0, 11 touchdowns, no picks, 3 MVPs, two games he had to throw a touchdown to win the Super Bowl. It's an impeccable record.
Well, you brought
Chris.
In a bunch of other things.
I'm just saying.
You know,
I'm just saying, like,
the
touchdown it's impeccable.
Drives and passes and things like that. But I think it's an achievement just to get to the finals. Now, obviously, you're disappointed if you lose. That's not the ultimate goal. But, I mean, Patrick Ewing, Rob, never won a ring. What'd he go to, two? Two fine, really only
he went to
played
two.
In the one. I mean, the second one, he was injured. I was covering that one when they played the Spurs. I think he only got to one when he was kind of the guy, right? When they lost to Olajuwon and the Rockets. It's better that he got to that one. Better that he got to that one. And if you want to say two, it's better that he got to those two than to have been, say, Carmelo Anthony's run in New York where they didn't even get to a conference championship. We should have thrown this out to the listeners. This is a good discussion. They'd be interested to hear their opinions, Rob. Maybe we'll do that some other day. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match. Up to $100 today. Time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, last night, you know, I was at the Clippers game last night, Chris, and I was 3-0 in Shekel City. Bulls -5.5, Clippers -1.5, and I had the Mavericks -11.5. This video alone would be worth watching the Odd Couple. All right. Is this the music I got to walk into for the birthday party?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I have to. Absolutely. All right, here we go tonight, Chris. 3-0 last night. I'm taking the Patriots and the Steelers. I'm taking the over. 30, Chris?
Wow.
30 is just way too little. I just cannot imagine it's going to be another game like that. Man. You think it's going to be 7-5?
Under. I think it's 3-2 Pirates.
3-2
Pittsburgh Pirates over the Boston. New England Red Sox.
Right. Okay. 3-2. That would be funny. I'm going to take the over. 30 points.
New England. You know New England just lost the game 6-0.
No, I know. And that's why I think they'll bounce back. I've already lost on the Bucks. I had the Bucks -5.
You know
they
the
lost.
Two starting quarterbacks are Bailey Zappi and Mitch Trubisky?
Yes, I do know that. And I'm taking, Chris, the Pelicans +2.5 against the Lakers. So I'm lost already on the Bucks -5. Of course, this was out on social media way earlier than the show, if you're just joining us. So you got to check social media if you want to place down a little something, a couple shekels. But I do have the Pelicans +2.5, and I have the over Patriots at the Steelers. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, there you have it. Run the other way! Bet the opposite!
I was 3-0 last night. What are you telling people, Chris?
I'm not telling them how to bet. I'm just telling them how I would bet. All right, Rob, you wanted Juan Soto in pinstripes. You got him. What are your thoughts?
I think it's perfect for the Yankees. I mean, they had to. Chris talked about this over and over about the Yankees needing to add some juice. You know what I mean? Like, they needed a star player. This guy's a superstar they added to their lineup. Now, whether it's for 1 year or they re-sign him to a long-term deal or whatever, he has 1 year left. The right field porch, Chris, at Yankee Stadium. He's a left-handed hitter. He had a career-high 35 last year. The guy walks. He gets on base. Judge, Stanton, add in Soto, Verdugo, who they got from the Red Sox.
Yep.
Like, they got some juice now, a little lineup. They need another pitcher. There's no doubt about it. And then maybe they can find another pitcher. But I like it. I like what they've done. They've rejuvenated that lineup. Soto's going to be on base for those guys. And I think the way that I saw it, LeMahieu's going to lead off. Soto's a number two guy, Chris, with the walks and all the other stuff and the, you know, average.
Soto's great.
Yeah. He fits. Doesn't he fit for the Yankees? He does.
that dude fits anywhere. It's baseball, man. You know what I'm saying? The individual team sport, right? That dude is sweet, man. You know, it's good. I mean, look, hopefully it gets them. I mean, I'm not even necessarily a Yankees fan, but a team this great, you certainly hope that, you know, they'll play up to their potential. And if they do, Rob, you know, that's a team that could win a championship. And in New York, that's what's expected.
What are people but
anything less?
I'm sure people are excited in New York.
They're
right?
excited, I mean, but there's also, and you know New York. Right. I mean, they're always going to have
there's a naysayers, right?
Side, right? About the pessimism, obviously, isn't about how good he is. It's about will they be able to keep him?
Right.
He's only going to be there 1 year, maybe. You know, look, if he plays well, wouldn't you think? If he's great, they're going to keep him. They're the Yankees.
Right. They got
money.
They don't
spend like they used to, but they would keep him. All right, we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.